This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching again. As we are winding down this year and our time together in the Performance Project, I've been thinking about these last two modules and what I want to share with you. I've had lots of topic ideas, but we've covered so much this year. I realized that adding new material right now felt flat, like it would just be going through the motions. I don't think more information is what we need right now. None of us needs more things to do or more things to practice. I feel in my bones that this is a time for reflection, for stepping back and looking honestly at what we've learned, what we've lost, what we've gained, and what we've become. It is a time right now to be. So much has happened in 2020. On a macro level, we've shared some painful realities with an entire globe of humans. You probably did not imagine 1 year ago, when you signed up to go on this journey with me, that you would be navigating a pandemic this year. I know I had never even heard of the term social distancing in January. I know I had not fathomed what it would be like to be in lockdown. My imagination would have had to be pretty powerful to think of any situation that would cause horse shows worldwide to be canceled. And I still think it's wildly disconcerting to see streets and stores full of people wearing masks. On a micro level, we've each had to find our cadence in this time. I remember in March when it was first clear that not a single one of us was going to escape upheaval. A TPPer said to me, "Well, all that work you helped me do, setting goals and making plans and getting bold with my vision, it's all down the drain now. None of it can happen." And then others said similar things. There was a collective sense of defeat at first. So many barriers. Suddenly, science and politics were having direct, immediate impact on our daily lives. What we read about in the news shows up next door when a neighbor gets sick. Decisions being made by the people we elected to lead are now having a direct and immediate effect on our lives rather than tangential ones. When our libraries and schools are closed, when we can't get certain things in the grocery store and our favorite restaurants shut down for good, when friends lose job and friends of friends test positive or get admitted to the hospital, we are witnessing the impact of those decisions directly. When we lose people, we are witnessing the impact of those decisions directly. We've had to come to terms with how great or small the impact of the pandemic and social unrest in our lives has been. For most of us, it was not the first time that we've been faced with either being privileged or devastated in a set of circumstances, but it was likely the first time we've had it so starkly and painfully mirrored for us every day in the faces of our friends on social media and in the news. This is a lot. And on top of the already ongoing challenges that most of us already had going on in the beginning, it was heavy. It's still heavy. But now we have learned some stuff. I learned that I had an inherent drive to fight apathy. I was by no means immune to the pain and the trauma we're all sharing, but I felt a rumble of, "This is not going to take me down," in my gut. And you had it too. I have never been so inspired in my life as I have been by you, by my clients and Performance Project peeps. Every day I talked with people who were rumbling with defeat and dismantling barriers. And as it turned out, all was not lost. 2020 has been shit, and it has accelerated our evolution in so many ways. It has been shit and it has been amazing. This month, I want to invite you to reflect on what you've learned both through your participation in the Performance Project and through experiencing 2020. November inspires a collective sense of gratitude for most of us. It feels more intense this year than ever. One of the fundamental principles in the Performance Project is that you are responsible for your own experience. Your circumstances do not define you. How we feel is determined by what we think about our circumstances, not by the circumstances themselves. This has always been so important for riders. We need to be resilient when our equine partners are not necessarily on the same page we are, and when their injuries or our own sideline us from our goals. This year, this concept has had to be applied on so many fronts. Every day, it seems, there's a piece of news or an occurrence or a tragedy or an injustice that requires us to examine our thoughts. We have to shift perspective over and over in many cases. Let ourselves be changed by our circumstances, but not taken down by them. Gratitude is such a big part of this perspective shift. Our brains truly are hardwired for doom. I have been witness this year to the rewiring. I am grateful always now for another day of health. I am grateful for the next ride, the next client, and for the presence of every friend who I get to connect with in whatever way. This pandemic has given us more power because time seems somehow less plentiful, but more pliant. I know I get to choose what my mind spends time on. I choose to be grateful or I choose to be despairing. I choose to feel resentful or I choose to feel magnanimous. I choose whether or not to let fear dictate my actions, and so do you. What is the biggest perspective shift you've experienced this year? Whether as a result of the Performance Project or the state of the world or both. What is the biggest perspective shift that you've experienced this year? We had a conversation in the Facebook group not long ago about how to get to know a new horse and not carry baggage forward with you from the last one. We talked about asking questions rather than letting your mind make judgments. The example I used was, instead of thinking, my horse doesn't like trees, ask yourself, why doesn't my horse like trees? How can I help my horse grow to like trees? Who can help me teach my horse to like trees? Am I really sure he doesn't like trees? Or do I maybe have a problem with trees? All of these questions lead you somewhere. They take you on a journey. Judgments are a dead end. My horse doesn't like trees is a dead end. If you decide your horse doesn't like trees, that's that. No trees for you. Or maybe there's a big drama every time a tree crosses your path. Similarly, on a call, we talked about making a list of things you'd like to find out about your horse rather than trying not to do things wrong. These conversations highlighted a Performance Project principle. The shift from judgment to curiosity is a powerful one. The shift from judgment to curiosity. It can alleviate anxiety, make others feel more seen and heard, take you places rather than keep you stuck in one spot. Several times this year when I have felt trapped by something, I've literally made myself sit down and start writing down questions. Usually I discovered that I was trapped by my own mind. Curiosity makes us more compassionate, more courageous. It keeps us from being defined by the past. It also engages other people and creates collaboration. What have you consciously been curious about this year, and how has it changed your experience? What have you consciously been curious about, and how has it changed your experience? This pandemic has been scary. The divisive politics we are now living every day are scary. Economic uncertainty is scary. Chasing dreams is scary. Changing habits is scary. And of course, riding horses can be scary too. Another Performance Project principle that is woven throughout life is that fear is necessary. Fear lets us know that we have a healthy nervous system and a desire to live. It's an alarm system that can help or hinder you. You can use fear to stay safe and build confidence, or you can let it gradually make your world smaller and smaller. It's up to us to determine which fears represent real alarm and which are driven by our thoughts alone. During the pandemic, as we've come to know more about the virus, Many people have been able to go from being afraid of touching surfaces and going out in public at all to being able to grocery shop, attend horse shows, and meet with friends outside. Some people remain quite afraid for themselves and for others, and despite new information, they choose to remain in lockdown. Some people think there is nothing to be afraid of, and their thoughts tell them it's okay to live as if there is no pandemic happening. This is a huge spectrum. People all have different tolerance levels for fear and have differing beliefs that drive their fears. 2020 has required many of us to find a balance between taking healthy precautions and having the life quality that is possible. We've had to listen to our fear, process it, and then make life choices based on what we believe to be true. My sister and her boyfriend believe that the virus is so highly contagious that they do not leave their apartment. They do not go to the grocery store or walk in the park. They hand wash their clothes so they don't have to go to the laundromat. And they wash the groceries that they have delivered twice with soap and water before putting them away. Their world has become very small. This can happen to us in the saddle as well. Fear is simply an alarm system that goes off based on whatever thoughts you decide to be true. It takes work to sift through what is true and what is just in your head, but it's so worth it. Fear should not be banished, but it should be examined. What fear have you worked through and gotten past this year? What fear have you worked through and gotten past this year? Over and over, I've heard people say they wish they had confidence. The confidence to look for a new job, to change trainers, to have a difficult conversation, to speak up about their beliefs, to ride in a clinic, to confront an old demon, to move on to a new horse, to claim a win, or the confidence to just feel good. This is perhaps the performance project principle I feel the most passionate about. Confidence is way overrated. Most often, when you think you need confidence, what you really need is courage. The courage to show up, make a tough decision, make a request, say no, whatever. Anything you need more confidence in, or you think you need more confidence in, I ask you to seek courage first. Courage is active. Courage is active and confidence is passive. Courage will help you push through each new level of your comfort zone. Confidence exists only inside your comfort zone. Let confidence be your reward for having courage. I remember how much courage it took for me to change careers, and now how much courage it takes to keep moving forward toward whatever is next. We forget that most of the time, once we feel confident, we are then driven to challenge ourselves again. And so then again, we need courage. I think 2020 has taken a tremendous amount of courage. We will come out of these experiences transformed, like stones made smooth by rough weather. What have you needed courage for this year? And where have you gained confidence through your courage? What have you needed courage for this year? And where have you gained confidence through your courage? There's a principle that has really come to life in my mind thanks to the Performance Project. Joy is not something that we just strive for and wish we had more of. We actually can expand our capacity for it. We can expand our capacity for joy. The Performance Project has helped me realize this year that joy truly is an emotion that we need to invite in, make space for, and then practice. It's just hard for us humans to just feel joy, but that doesn't mean that we can't get good at cultivating it. I have really struggled with this myself. I have felt so much gratitude for the good things that have come out of the pandemic. Less noise pollution, slower pace of life, a societal awakening about social injustice, less driving, more appreciation for every moment, less stuff, more real conversations, more attention to friends and relationships, less waste, more quality time with the horses. I feel like I've become more intentional about everything I do. Scarcity of some things has somehow made other things more abundant. I make an effort to be more present more of the time. I feel it though, this guilt that sneaks in, the safety inherent in not being able to lose what you don't have. A couple months ago, I started announcing to my family every night as I walked in the door at the end of the day, tell me a joke or put something funny on. I don't care what. Make me laugh. Tell me a joke. Make me laugh. Put something funny on. I knew that laughing and feeling joy were going to make it possible for me to keep doing my job and stay healthy during this time. We've had conversations about this now during our last couple of TPP calls. At some point, you realize that even though you've accomplished the things, you don't feel like you thought you would. Joy remains elusive. If you don't seek it, practice it and choose it every day. So these are the performance project principles that I think have intersected with what we've needed in our lives in 2020. You are responsible for and have the power to change your experience. Curiosity leads you forward, dispels fear, and invites collaboration. Courage comes before confidence. Fear is necessary and keeps you alive. Embrace it and make it work for you. You can build your capacity for joy. Practice it. Throughout this year, another thing has become really apparent. You do not have to be good. You do not have to do all the things all the time. You do not have to be on your game 100% of the time. You will have times you feel like giving up or like you don't care. You will get distracted. You will get discouraged. There truly are no straight lines. I think one of the most valuable things that a lot of people leave the performance project with is an experience of this. Self-acceptance and compassion will get you further than striving will. You can work hard, set important goals, and still enjoy the heck out of the journey if you let yourself. I'd like to leave you right now with one of my very favorite poems of all time, Mary Oliver's Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.